This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
By my finger. Hello, it's 7 after the hour, and this is the way for you to put a smile on your face. You and yours have had a great Thanksgiving weekend, and you have lots of stories to tell, as did Jennifer Horn, who got married over the weekend. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen.
Where is this coming from?
What? Getting married?
Yeah.
Isn't Thanksgiving the number one weekend outside of Valentine's Day when people want to get married?
I've never heard of that.
Really? Another item.
You're all bloated from turkey. Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
Really? I'm not bloated from turkey. I didn't even have any turkey. But
did
then.
You get married?
That's me. No, I don't know that that's choice number two in the basket. But let's find out what Jennifer did do for Thanksgiving, because we want to compare notes and see if she is. Yes, there's a suggestion that over the weekend, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry decided to get married. Right?
No, they announced their engagement. Can we stop with the fake news?
What?
They announced their royal engagement.
No, what do you mean fake news? They announced that they were going to get married. That's an engagement.
We're going to get, yeah, they're getting married, yes.
I didn't say they were getting married. I didn't say they were married. I said they were getting married. Oh, you're confusing even me.
We've announced this in the least exciting way possible.
I know,
like,
right?
Everyone is so excited about this on social media.
I'm not excited.
I'm excited.
I could give
well, the rest of the world
everyone
does
else
care
is
a
excited.
Lot.
I doubt it. How many people are excited?
We're
Let's take a poll. Let's take a poll. How many people are excited? You can call. If you're not excited, join Captain Curmudgeon at 888-302-3684.
I'm not excited because, you know, Prince Harry was the one that got away, like Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Okay.
He used to live in Jen's basement with the other hotties.
Right.
In his
Sunland. The Prince of Sunland.
The Prince of Sunland. All right, so we get
I think it's great that they're going to have their royal wedding in the spring. It won't upstage Jennifer's wedding then. It's good timing. I'm very happy about that. And I think it's
so
gonna
is
be...
she pregnant? Is that why it's so quick?
I think it's because she's 36. And she probably wants to get pregnant.
How old is he?
He's 33.
She needs to put a few pounds on. She's a little too skinny to get pregnant.
They've only been together for, not even a year and a half.
Scandal.
That's quick.
Scandal. It's got to be a scandal.
Who handles the first royal divorce?
I don't know. He used to be the playboy, and he was always dating people and kind of going out partying. But I feel like he's really kind of matured and settled down in the last year or so. Like, he's helping his brother with all these campaigns with, and talking about his mom and mental illness and all that. So, I don't know. Maybe he's just ready.
She's getting Diana's diamonds.
Yeah.
Really?
That's nice.
I don't know.
I want to see the ring. I think today they'll probably do. They're doing a photo shoot today, and I guess an interview at some point today. So it'll be interesting to see what the ring looks like.
So why did he get the ring and not his brother's wife?
His brother's wife did get Diana's actual engagement ring. This girl, Meghan Markle, is getting diamonds taken from a brooch that Diana had, and they're making it into a ring. But Diana's famous sapphire is what Kate Middleton wears all the time.
Huh. All right. I just want to make sure I know what's going on. I heard they were making it out of Bitcoin, the ring. No, yes?
Womp, womp.
Invisible. Invisible.
Okay. So what else do we need to know about Meghan Markle marrying Prince Harry?
I feel like you know more about Meghan Markle because you watch Suits.
And yeah, she's been married before, right? So this is her second time around?
Yeah, and her previous husband is, like, coming out with a book in the next year or something that just so happens to be about a divorcee who is marrying a prince. I said, I wonder where he got that inspiration from.
That's very clever. All right. So the prince is going to marry his princess. The kisser, the frog will go away. Everybody will live happily ever after. Fine dandy. So I think there's nothing about this that isn't exciting for those people who like to follow those things. There's something about Meghan Markle on Suits, the TV show, that was, she's an appealing character. I don't know anything about her in real life. She's found her prince charming. The lady who married, what was her name, Kate Middleton, mm-hmm. who married the other prince? I find her appealing in many different ways. She seems to know how to, and this is not, I'm not comparing her to Meghan Markle at all, just giving you my take liberties with what I know and what I don't know, and seem to think, well, you can take your shots, it's okay. The idea of the princess knowing what it is to be a princess. Do you have to go to school? What does Meghan Markle have to do? What did Kate Middleton do to change her life to fit in to the royal family? What does Meghan Markle have to do to change her life or her ways to fit in with the royal family?
I would think they would at least have to take some kind of classes, you know, for dinners or whatever.
Etiquette. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Because most Americans don't. I don't know what kind of schooling she went to.
She's Canadian. She's not an American.
Well, I don't know about Canada either. Do they have to take etiquette classes there for school? Because they certainly don't here. So I would think she might have to before she can meet with other royals and stuff.
Why wouldn't you have, if you were brought up well, why would you have to have, isn't etiquette part of being reared well?
But it's not just etiquette, it's royal protocols.
Yeah, I feel like there are very specific things that you have to do.
How to address people.
Kate Middleton for months had to go with, forget who it was, whoever runs the household of Buckingham Palace, you know, had to go through, like, Pretty Woman style and had to learn all of that stuff. And I think that Meghan Markle probably won't have to do as much because she's not in that prominent of a position, but she'll have to learn at least what Fergie learned.
We don't know how much
Fergie learns.
the other William gets married, right? As the king,
mm-hmm.
I mean, William, not Harry, will never be the king
unless something tragic happens.
I think
to William.
He's fifth in line now or something. Yeah. So a bunch of really bad stuff has to happen first.
So he's fifth in line, but his brother's first in line.
Yeah, I think
Charles goes first. I think.
Charles didn't
get I thought that
job.
They skipped over Charles.
He's skipping.
He's denying it. Right. Oh. He says he won't take it, but...
Oh, okay.
Wants him.
So then, yeah, why isn't Harry then third?
Who else is in the middle? I think there are other brothers or uncles or something that for some reason... I don't know the way that the order works, but that's what everything says, is that he's fifth, and then there are other random guys who are before him. I don't know.
Charles's younger brother, Andrew? The one who was married to Fergie? Maybe.
He was in the service.
Right.
And get married again? He doesn't want to be king either.
I don't think he ever did remarry, did he?
I don't want to. Can you say that? I don't want to be king. I don't want to be the queen.
Well, in the king's speech, that's what the older brother did, right? I forget his name now. The one who married the American woman. Didn't he abdicate the throne?
Abdicated, yeah. But he had the crown, then he had to give it back.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. This is pretty informative stuff. And by the way, I'm sixth in line to be king of England. You shouldn't heard that. I'm just behind Harry. It's Harry then Dudley. King Dudley.
Excellent news.
Really?
Don't we have any royal sounds to play for you?
I think you actually have to be royal and in line in order to get royal sounds played for you. But...
I remember
royal trumpets.
There was something called royal gelatin and pudding when I was a kid.
That sounds terrible.
No, it was like Jell-O. It was a competitor to Jell-O. Royal pudding. That's the only thing royal in my blood. And it goes back a ways. Royal pudding. Do you know enough? I got the ancestry thing. There's a new ancestry thing called 23andMe, which tells you your ancestry It's not quite as invasive as Ancestry.com, and it also gives you your health. Anybody ever? I
did that like 5 years ago.
Yeah, how was it?
It's great. Yeah. It's not new, but yeah, it's good.
Well, I'm going to find out whether I have royal blood in me, because I suspect I do.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But yes, it is very cool. It's super easy. It's very cool. A lot of people,
it's better
though,
than Ancestry.
Well, no, Ancestry is different. Ancestry doesn't do DNA. 23andMe is DNA.
Yeah.
But they don't give you, like, they just give you your ethnic breakdown. But Ancestry.com will give you your actual relatives and when
Ancestry,
they came over. And
they want to know too much. I was uncomfortable with a lot of the stuff.
But yet you're okay giving your DNA?
Yeah, well, I want to know what, it's more for my health than anything else. I want to see what's there that I don't know about.
Well, Ancestry doesn't, they have to, they put together, like, they look through senses and all kinds of stuff from, you know, different shipping records, and they've got a lot, birth records, death records, marriage records, they've got all
so
kinds of stuff on
you
file.
You think before the announcement, Meghan Markle was checked out from A to Z, they know everything there is to know about her,
oh,
so there's
yeah.
no surprises?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just to be able to avoid bad press, you know, not even necessarily to dissuade Harry from marrying her, but, like, probably if there's something there they'd want to know so they can get out ahead of it.
I think there's vetting. I mean, there has to be vetting.
When she got the okay from the Queen, is that required in order to get engaged or to marry? Does the Queen have to say, I like this girl, or not?
No. I know that they met each other just recently, right?
Yeah.
And so, I guess so. She probably has to give her blessing. I'd imagine that's, I mean, she doesn't have to, but I would think it's easier if she does.
Right. I would have thought, too.
But again, this is, I mean, the Queen said yes to Fergie, so, and I think Fergie's kind of a disaster, so I'm sure Meghan
Fergie.
I thought Fergie was
really?
Hot as, oh
yes.
My God. She
ooh,
was hot
fun.
As hell. I
she
interviewed
was
her
wild
once.
And
she
fun.
Was wild and crazy, yep.
And her two daughters, oh my God, they've got the worst fashion. They always look like the two wicked stepsisters from a Cinderella book.
They've got these weird hats and stuff.
Oh God, those two.
Okay, I guess we've taken care of the gossip quotient for today. Jennifer isn't getting married, but Meghan Markle is. Same thing, close to it. I believe that
well,
Jennifer
she's got the
have
money to fast track it. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're giving away the Works folks have a switch driver and drill that are going to be available. Let's see here. This is a $120 deal. Victoria, would you like to explain how someone's, a number of people, will be able to go to djvshow.com and win the switch driver and also the Pegasus folding work table and sawhorse. Sawhorse?
Sawhorse. It's a sawhorse or a sawhorse.
Sawhorse. Right. All right.
Yep.
So let's see here. From now,
yep,
Christmas.
This week we'll be holding this competition on our new website, djvshow.com.
Yep.
And so keep checking back to the website for details, but that is where everything will be happening. And we'll talk about it on the air, but you have to win by going to the website.
Right. So you got to go to our, it's not any other social site, it's just the website itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
the
right.
The Works Holiday Gift Pack from the DJV Show, which includes a Works switch driver and a drill and a Works Pegasus folding work table. So you'll get to go, and it's explained, actually, at djvshow.com, is it not?
Yes, everything will be there this week. Yep.
All right. Are you saying it's not there now?
Correct.
And I jumped the gun again?
You did.
Nah. Really? I did that. I'm good at that, though. I like doing that
yep.
sort of thing. All right. Mm-hmm. Get excited, folks. 20 minutes after the hour.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions, Google Play holiday music, even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Recognize from this song, although if you listen carefully and you know what's going on musically in terms of those who have passed, you can recognize David Cassidy's voice here. His daughter, actress Katie Cassidy, was last seen leaving a fan event in Atlanta when she got the news that her dad had only a few hours to live. She didn't comment publicly on his condition until she took to Twitter on Friday to share her father's last words. Quote, words can't express the solace our families received from all the love and support during this trying time. My father's last words were, so much wasted time. This will be a daily reminder for me to share my gratitude with those I love and never to waste another minute. Thank you. Isn't that, that's very compelling. Well, it's sad, but how many people at their last breath think, gee, I wish I'd have done this, or I wish I'd have done that. Yeah, right. Her father.
Well, it's also a good testament for, you know, these two were very estranged. Yeah. Don't let that stuff get in the way, you know, like put egos aside and work it out.
How many times have you heard me say on the air and even off the air to people, I don't understand blood relatives who fight. I don't understand fighting over nothing anyway, but it's a testament to how ignorant some people just plain are.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people in the world who are just plain ignorant. You don't fight. It's not. What are you going to be in an argument with your sister and not talk to her for your whole life?
Yeah.
I've talked to people. My sister knows somebody in her husband's family who's like, what are you? It's all about ego more than anything else, and not understanding that you're one of many people. It takes a lot of people to understand relationships sometimes. Anyway. So you're right. Katie and David had a lot of ups and downs. It's a good way.
I think his addiction really is what got in the way.
Of course, that's the so much wasted time.
Yeah.
Comment would be about the addiction to alcohol and other things. What foolishness! And you know, getting addicted to stuff like that often is about one's ego, not feeling good enough or strong enough or good or rich enough or pretty enough. All that stuff. There are lots of people in the world who care. Everybody has someone who loves him. Even Charles Manson. I think I said that last week. Somebody must have loved him someplace. But
a few,
you know,
crazy women.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, anyway, one of the great bubblegum tunes that came out of the Partridge Family and David Cassidy was I Think I Love You. Want to crank this up? This is a great bubblegum hit. Also passing this weekend, Wayne Cochran, the singer dubbed the White Knight of Soul, writer of songs like Last Kiss, going back to Miami, died in Florida, 78. This is Last Kiss, his version. J. Frank Wilson of the Cavaliers had the big hit. He wrote this. He had a big pompadour. And he was sort of the white, their version of a lot of black singers that James Brown comes from. He was that sort of that he was that, and he was great friends with James Brown and Little Richard, Otis Redding. He played bass on some early Otis Redding songs. Then he was the front man for C.C. Ryder. That's kind of all that stuff came out of the same era. He was a writer, I think his Pearl Jam's rendition of
Last Kiss
was the that was their biggest
chart hit. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So, I haven't really thought about this guy for a long time since I was a jock, but now I remember what he was all about. And someone that really did a good job, frankly, putting a lot of this stuff all together. So the passing of Wayne Cochran, 78, at 28 after the hour.
Fly at the same time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a group of birds who learned how to work together when the hunter threw his net over them. They would fly off and sink and be saved. But then one day, one bird accidentally stepped on another bird, and the one who was stepped on was so angry that he began to argue with the other, even though the other one tried to apologize. Soon, birds began to take sides, so that by the time the hunter threw his net on the birds again, and the one side suggested that they all fly off together, those from the other side said, "No, you fly off first." But the other side just argued. They all argued, in fact. That is, until the hunter easily caught them in his net. When you don't work with others to solve anger, you're in the mess of anger with them. To learn to fly at the same time with the people in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max. Taking care of business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, Monday, the 27th of November is upon us. Lots of things that are happening. The net neutrality conversation, the buying and selling, Black Friday, and whatever, what do they call today?
Cyber Monday. Bigger than Friday.
Yeah, bigger. All right, so Jennifer, what did you do for Thanksgiving? Let's do a rundown. We were just talking about Meghan Markle being engaged. What sort of exciting things
so long ago
happened on Thanksgiving? Well, on the weekend. Did it
Jeff
spread
the
through the weekend?
Jeff had the kids. Yeah, yep. Okay. And so we had, I was actually overruled. My goal intentionally was to make Thanksgiving because I like to do that.
Yeah.
But I was overruled by Jeff and my parents who did a vote, and they said that they wanted to go to Ruth's Chris. So we did that. We saw Daddy's Home, which was a lot of fun with
Jonathan.
And yeah, it was cute, I thought.
The first part of it was filmed in Framingham, including a junior high school, which is about 2 miles from me.
Oh, sure,
Mark
the
Wahlberg
school. Yeah.
Directing the traffic around the school. Yeah, right. But the house itself was off of Potter Road, just for anybody who wants to know. I told somebody that as I left the theater. Did you know that the first part of the movie was shot in Framingham, and that house is off of Potter Road? The woman looked at me like I was crazy.
She's like, why are you talking to me,
great.
Weird man?
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So you saw,
yeah, we saw some movies that did some
what
shopping.
What other movies did you see?
No, that movie. That was the only one. We did some shopping. Let's see. My cousin came over and spent the night with us. Spent the night with me at my house. What else do we have go on this weekend? Oh, I got my Christmas decorations.
Really? How many people...
It is not as easy as it used to be.
Oof. Like what? Buying stuff, putting it up?
No,
what
are you... putting all the stuff up. It's a nightmare. It's
we're doing that today.
Once it's done, but holy
there's more stuff, or because it's harder? Because the tree is bigger. Why is it harder now than it used to be?
I think I'm getting old.
I just have flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, I just have a lot of stuff, and it seems like, you know, by the time, I mean, and God love Jeff. Jeff is a tree zhuzher. Like, he likes to make sure that all the branches are, like, perfectly positioned. It's just a lot going on.
He's a what? A tree what?
A zhuzh. He zhuzhes the trees.
A zhuzh? What's a zhuzh?
It's finishing touches on stuff.
It means fluff, basically.
Fluff, yeah. I see, okay. All right.
So is your tree up and ready to go now? Or
up and ready to go. I meant to take pictures, but I think I was so tuckered out I didn't get a chance to.
All right. Post them on Jennifer's Facebook page. All right, so Victoria, you said you're doing the lights today?
We're getting the tree today, and I hope that we'll have everything decorated, but we may have to make it a two-day event.
So
but
how hard is it to find a good tree in a city? Especially
actually... Well, they're on every corner. They're just like a Starbucks, so it's very easy. And then, you know, Lewis just has to lug it up the stairs. So it's really not... And then when
we
finish
fresh?
With it... Oh, yeah.
So if you, yeah
they the come from Canada, mostly.
Well, but they're actually... They're not fresh. They were cut a month ago. And so one of the things
to
look for...
Yeah, but I mean, they're real, and they're, you know...
Yeah. No, I get that. But the thing that is problematic sometimes, if you don't carefully check, or if you don't get it into lemon water right away, is the all of the tree, the little, what do they call, the little particles.
The little needles?
Yeah, I guess they are called needles. Mm-hmm. Will fall off, make a big mess in the house.
Well, we get the blue Fraser, is that right? Yeah, the... Fraser fir and and so there's a stand about two blocks away that we've gone to for the last three Christmases, and it's all these Canadian hippies with dreads and they live in a van, and they have the best trees, and we always get the Fraser firs because the needles stay on a lot better than the other kind, and I just put a little maple syrup in the water, so
feeding
it back
sugar,
what it likes.
yeah, I do that. So how long will you keep it up after Christmas?
Well, normally I like to stretch it until, like, mid-January until, like, it's inappropriate. But this year it's going to have to come down 2 days after Christmas because we leave for Ireland. And I don't want to leave it up while we're gone.
No. That makes good sense.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get it earlier.
Pine.
That's why.
Scotch pine is also good to keep the needles from coming out for whatever the reason. But, yeah, you got to make sure. If you go to the store wherever you're going to buy it, unless you can go to a farm and actually cut it down, you need to fiddle with the needles and see if they're starting to fall off. If they are, you don't want that tree.
And they always do like a fresh cut before they wrap it up for you. The only problem
cut the
really,
off.
The only problem is that it's just really expensive.
How much does a tree cost this year?
Well, I don't know wherever else it is in the country, but in Manhattan, if you want a 6-foot tree, is $100.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That tree died so that guy can make $100. I'll bet the farmer who grew that tree got $20 or $25 for it.
Probably.
And the transportation and the sales probably in his third round of being sold.
I mean, how much is a tree, like, where you are? If you went to buy one, a 6-foot tree.
I haven't bought a tree. Meredith bought the last tree, and it was about $100. But it was big. And
I'm sure it's a lot bigger than what we get here.
Yeah,
though.
Right. Yeah, that's the last I remember. Jennifer, what'd you pay for your tree?
It's fake.
Oh, it's a fake tree. Nice.
Yeah.
I bought one. I bought a
California,
fake tree.
We can't put them up this early. If you put up a real tree, it'll... spark and one...
Didn't you guys have like a 92-degree day over the weekend?
It was awful. Yes. And that all... No, not just over the... I mean, it was like 3 days of heat.
Yeah.
And what was worse... I mean, okay, so Thanksgiving just didn't feel like Thanksgiving because it was so hot. But then putting up those decorations... And I had a little a problem with my air conditioning that the window repairman actually pulled it out.
Oh, nice.
And so there was no air... I think that's why it also made me feel a little old because I was schwitzing.
That means setting up a Christmas tree. That is a weird little setup there.
Yeah.
I bought a fake tree once. Megan never let me open the box. And I finally gave it away. No fake trees here. So what about you, Carrie? You're going, you're home probably for Christmas. You have a little tree in your apartment?
Well, a few years ago, we had, my uncle gave me a tree that he didn't want anymore, and so it was a fake one, and you put each branch on individually, and I will never do that again because it was so much work, and I think we were still finding, like, little fake needles in our apartment. I think if I look now, I could still find some, and it's been years, but I was at my parents' over the weekend, and they also have a fake one, and so we decorated that yesterday morning. And then when I got back to my apartment, we have little Christmas lights, so I put them up in the window that faces right over top of our parking lot so everyone can see them.
Yeah.
So
did you have
very nice
food
and festive
all weekend long? You were here Friday morning, and then you went to your folks' house, and did you eat? What did you do on Thanksgiving Day? I don't remember if I asked you that.
I ate a lot of turkey and mashed potatoes cranberry sauce and played with my niece. And
you were at your sister's for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was at my sister's. This is her first time hosting in the house that they bought last year. And I meant to take pictures of everyone, and I only managed to get pictures of my niece. So
she was adorable. Yeah. So I saw those pictures, and they're cute.
There you go. All right, so hopefully you all had a good weekend in terms of Thanksgiving.
I bet you
If you're
did.
Celebrating Christmas. But I didn't do it. I mowed. I baled a lot of hay. We spent yesterday baling hay. And, Saturday we worked it over, so it'll be ready to bale yesterday.
Nice weather for them all over the weekend.
It was great weather. Yeah. It was great weather, yeah. So I spent Thanksgiving Day mowing hay, and then took a couple of days to get it ready. And I'll do the same thing today and through this week. I'm going to go have the weekend with my pal Miles and my daughter and my son this weekend.
Thanks for telling me. Perfect.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, I don't know where I'm going to find you. I mean,
isn't he supposed to take you to Halo Top, to the new ice cream store?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend, though.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to be around this weekend.
That's right.
You too.
I'll
be back can just on the not get it together.
The 21st. I'll be back the 21st, and I'm staying until the 28th. Next time, I'll be there for a whole week, Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
So I have Christmas together. Ooh-ha. Today, right, this is, as we think about Thanksgiving and what it's all about, family, friends, how many people record or have records of their family history? Do you have stories? Have you written down things that were important to you in the history of your life with your family? Have you done that, Victoria? Have you done that, Jennifer? Have you done that, Kara?
I mean, of my personal history?
Yeah.
No. But my mom's really big into genealogy, so we've got, like, our whole family history is all written down, but not necessarily, you know, stories from my childhood or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's a good time to do that. On Friday, it was the National Day of Listening, something created by an outfit called StoryCorps. And because life does matter, every voice matters, everybody's story matters, no matter whether you think you don't have anything going on, you do. So it's a good time for you to sort of put the pieces together of what your family is all about. I think it is, anyway. I think it's an important thing to do. And to go back to people that fight, their families that fight over the holidays, get a life.
I cried like a baby this weekend because I found a box of ornaments from my grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, that I hadn't found, that I hadn't seen in years, probably since she was still alive. And I just, yeah, it was so sweet. It was so much fun.
All right. So there's a lot of that. A lot of reflection starts at Thanksgiving and goes through Christmas time. Nothing wrong with that. So as we look at the practical side of what's going on, Black Friday was a great business day. It's been a great business weekend. Lots of stuff has been sold. Online shopping season is really upon us full bore. And among the people who know and are taking note are the thieves. So many, this whole business about getting things delivered, the thieves know things are being delivered. So make sure that you do all you can to protect your deliveries and stop people who are criminals. Let's listen to some advice from Andy Solomon.
The holiday season is a joyous time of year with increased gift-giving and families leaving town to visit loved ones. Unfortunately, criminals know this all too well and may see it as a time to capitalize on those with their guard down. Daniel Barry, University of Phoenix Las Vegas Campus Chair for Security and Criminal Justice Programs, has more.
It's important to take precautions with so many new and expensive items being delivered to your home during the holiday season. Start by avoiding scheduling package deliveries when you're out of town. Also, sign up for package notifications and consider requiring a signature on items you receive.
Barry reminds people to set lights on a timer to deter would-be thieves.
Consider putting a video security system on your wish list. Make sure you suggest one with a corresponding mobile app to make it easy to use. Lastly, put empty boxes from expensive items in garbage bags rather than just leaving them on the curb so that you aren't advertising your new purchases.
If you are interested in a criminal justice degree, go to phoenix.edu.
All right, so while we're thinking about that, let me give you a tip about Vivint Smart Home Systems. And the tip is, get one. That's my tip. So if you're living in suburbia, Jennifer's the perfect case. She's got her willies in a hilly because she heard noises. If she had the Vivint Home System, she wouldn't be worried about what the noises were. Because
did you say my willies are in a hilly?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay, just checking.
The Vivint Home System, Jennifer, which has security cameras, it has doorbell cameras, it has door locks, it has window sensors, it has smoke detectors, it is one heck of a connected item. So you would not be worried at all. That's one of the things that I haven't really talked about. The security, the feeling that everything is protected while you're inside as well as while you're outside. The gentleman you were just listening to was talking about the stuff that gets picked up. There is a big to-do. It's interesting how two things have happened. People are waking up to the fact that there is this massive, this scheme. I'm not going to say it's all one gang, but there are throngs of people just riding around neighborhoods stealing packages off the front door. With Vivint, you don't have to worry about that because when the fella comes to deliver, they just contact you, your iPhone is operable, you hit the door knob switch, door opens, you can put the package inside, close the door, end of story. That's if you have upgraded your house with Vivint smart home technology. The power to arm security systems from any place. And so, Jennifer, while you're in the house, you are secure as well. Automatically, the Vivint cameras see everything that's going on inside and outside the house. Remotely lock and unlock doors is just where it begins. But, boy, is this fabulous for people who live alone. If you live alone, call 855-718-6167. Yeah, I mean, it isn't just for people who live alone. It's for people who have gone all day, children coming home from school. You can open up the home forum and monitor what's going on at home for the kids that are drinking the booze that's in the cabinet. You can see them doing that and stop them from doing it with the Vivint Home System. I'm sure that's not the number one thing that happens, but you know what I'm talking about. Keep an eye on what's going on. 855-718-6167. Or go to the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and look at the banner that's there. Open that up and see what's going on, a lot of details. And then call 855-718-6167.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here we are, 53 past the hour, time for Monday Tech Talk, brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. If you want to be a total boss, get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless, 4 lines on America's largest network for $25 a line. That's every month. That's only $25 a line. Wow. Learn more at TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of 4, plus get a 5th line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Let's move into Facebook territory here, Victoria. What happens if you have a connection to the Russians? Ooh, the Russians are coming, or not.
Well, we certainly have heard a lot about the Russia-linked Facebook ads. And so now Facebook is saying they're actually going to let you know if you did see one of these ads that they have confirmed came from Russia. So they're going to launch a help center portal that will allow Facebook users to see which pages or accounts linked to Russia's internet research agency that they interacted with. So if you did see any of these suspected ads that maybe some were memorable, maybe some had an influence over you, you'll at least be able to see of the 126 million users if you are one who actually saw one of these ads. The portal says that they can't show you all the ads that you saw, only the Russia-linked pages or accounts that you liked or followed between January 2015 and August 2017. And so Facebook said that hopefully this will all be up and running by the end of the year, so by the end of December.
Wow. All right, Google tracking Android phones, but people don't know they're being tracked. So that sounds like a no-no.
It is a big no-no, yep. Google's been tracking some location data from Android users even when their location services are turned off. So even when you have turned off your GPS locator on your Android phone, you think that, okay, no one can track me now. Google was still tracking using the cell ID codes, and then they were sending the information back to their own.
To what purpose? Why are they wanting to track you no matter where you are?
For so many reasons. It's usually all for third-party ads. So if they know where certain cell phones are, they can give you targeted ads. They can change your search results. If you say, I need a pizza place near me, and if you have, then they know exactly where you are, and then they can send you five pizza places that are right near you, where you currently are, instead of typing in your location. So these are, the scary part is, Google was tracking these Android phones. This was not for Apple. This was just Android. Even when the devices had no SIM card in. And so that's like really advanced stuff that people didn't think could even happen.
I think they're sneaky. I've always thought Google, those two guys just look like sneaks.
Well, after this has been busted, they've been busted by, there was some underground tech reporters who really went and did a lot of research on this and busted them. And so now Google has said by the end of November, which is just a few days away, then they say that they'll stop collecting cell IDs. But they claim that that it really was collecting information like IP addresses and other things like that. They're saying they weren't really taking anyone's data, but I mean, how do you believe that?
I don't.
If they're being this shady, then...
I don't believe them. There are people, by the way, I was buying some stuff online, and it was even a ticket to the movies, and it says, do you give us permission to track where you are on the request to buy the ticket for the movie? I always say no. Yeah. Why would you give anybody permission to know where you are? Why would they need that information, and why would you give it to them?
It's true, and most people don't know to read those little fine print boxes that they make you check.
Answer.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Do not do that. All right? Keep Google and Amazon getting any bigger than they are. Wow. Okay, Victoria. Good job, Victoria. Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. DJV time.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.